Right now, we have a chance to talk with folks from the Murray Ridge Center, their Service and Support Administration, also known as the SSA Department. They've got something very innovative plan. They're launching some self-advocacy-themed videos, and we have Heather Gerchick from Murray Ridge joining us this morning. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Great. Tell me a little bit about the, you know, the process, the idea of coming up with these Knowing My Rights video series.
Absolutely. So I have a team here who decided this was something that they felt was important to get out there. So this year they worked on developing 8 short videos that we will be launching. The first one on October 14th about voting. And it was sponsored by our department, and it's funded by the Myrtle Endowment Fund of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. And the purpose is they're short videos, about 3 to 5 minutes, that we will be sharing with eligible individuals to educate them on their rights and how to advocate for their rights. We're really excited. Each video touches on different rights, such as voting, nutrition, medical needs, housing, and really just self-advocacy in itself and how to make your voice heard. And after each video that we present, we'll be having a short discussion with those that are participating, and our goal is to take each of these videos and continue them on through other training series for the next 2 years. So we're pretty excited here.
Heather, have you done anything like this before? Videos, Zoom
No.
discussions, things like this?
We've done Zoom discussions, team discussions, but not with videos. The reason that we're, I think, the most excited about these videos is they feature our individuals. They feature our eligible individuals teaching their peers about their life stories and their struggles and what they have learned through advocating for themselves and taking part in certain advocacy training programs and what those rights mean to them and how to advocate for those rights. So this is unique. It's a first time for us. And I know the individuals that participated are very excited to teach their peers through these videos. And we hope that the videos will be able to share them with providers and families long-term into the future.
How did you go about selecting those who were participating? Or did you have so many volunteers you had to...
We did.
Turn them away.
So we did have volunteers. It was great. My team here, the SSA department, reached out to individuals that they knew have experienced issues throughout their lives and learned how to advocate for them. And through that, we received volunteers. And the individuals were pretty excited to be interviewed and on camera. We spent some days at Lakeview Park in Lorain filming. It was great fun. But yes, we had a lot of volunteers, so it was great fun. And they, like I said, they were very excited to be on camera. I'm not so much. I stayed in the background.
How did they turn out? I mean, you obviously had a chance to preview all of these, or maybe if you're involved in the editing process of it. But to tell me a little bit about what you felt once this project had been completed.
It was actually my team and I talked about it with the producer that we were. It was very surprising and how well they turned out, because we had in our heads what we thought would be the answers to our questions and who needed to be part of each video. You know, such as maybe we felt that Scott was going to do really well in the talking about how he votes. And it turned out he is in the video about how to get along with friends and choose proper nutrition and talk to your physicians. That the individuals had a lot to say, and we were able to make some pretty great videos. Everybody was able to make signs that they were able to hold up talking about their rights and what's important to them, as well as sharing their life. It was very passionate from the individuals that they were able to share.
Well, the fact that I think they have, when somebody who's going to be watching this, they see a connection. In other words, it's not just being talked to, they show an experience. And as somebody tells you, talk about these different topics that they're dealing with, living conditions, decision-making, bullying as well. It has probably more of an impact that way from sharing from personal stories, which always seem to connect better with people than just sort of, here's the things you need to do, kind of a listing type of thing.
And that was really important to my team in developing it. And we conveyed that to the individuals that were part of it, that we really wanted their peers to have that training from them. And there are some professionals in the videos as well speaking about the why and explaining the rights. However, I think the more impactful pieces that people will see in the videos are from the individuals, specifically around the bullying. It was very powerful to see all of the individuals that we interviewed had a story about bullying that they felt was important to share with people. I think this will be probably one of the more powerful videos and trainings for our individuals to hear from their peers.
Were your clients that were involved in this all different ages? I mean, is it sort of a big spectrum in that regard?
Big spectrum. I think our youngest person who participated was 22, and I think the oldest was probably in mid-60s. So big range of individuals who participated. We also had individuals that participated that live with family, live by themselves, live in small group settings with other housemates. Big spectrum, male, female. We did have two people that participated that are involved in a relationship together. So they participated together in the video. Yes, wide range of individuals that participated.
So it shows a diversity that sometimes people may lump people in certain categories, and this shows that there's all the spectrum of everybody involved, even in that who you have as clients for the Murray Ridge Center. Now, look, I'm just a little curious about the Service and Support Administration Department. What's your main goal? What's your focus there at the center?
So our main focus, our department, we are the service coordinators who our main responsibilities are assessing, coordinating, and monitoring services for eligible individuals. So my team goes out, meets with the individual and their team to develop a support plan that involves what's important to and for the individual, puts it in writing, shares it with the team, and then we'll go out and monitor the services. This year, I will say, if I can, with COVID, my team has been amazing from doing a lot of extra things that were not their job, which included going to food banks and pharmacies and taking individuals to get their COVID test, get their medications, get food that they needed, help keep them connected. We all learned about technology this year, so they've done a lot of training with our individuals on how to use that technology in their family homes to keep connected.
How many do you have on your team? That seems like you need an army for a
second. So we have about 42 service and support administrators on our team, and they've been pretty amazing. They've all pitched in to help each other, see what they can do for each other. They are constantly throwing resources to each other to, hey, here's this one new resource, or here's a food bank that you may not have known about, or someone that can help with paying bills to let the families know. I have a pretty great team here.
Wow. How do you deal with some of the emotional aspects of this? We've all gone through stress. I mean, this is kind of an added part, not only for your individual people of the Service and Support Administration, but also your clients as well. That's kind of an added layer of things that maybe you hadn't had to focus on too much.
Right. Like this, we've all learned these new skills and tools. We all have a new toolbox this year. So we actually have a variety of resources that we use either through Ocali. There are a lot of regional newsletters. I'm sorry, Ocali is a resource for individuals with autism. That they actually have been publishing a lot of how to deal with stress, how as parents to get through COVID with your children. So we have been making sure that we're giving our families a lot of that information, trying to keep them connected. My team is actually reaching out to families on a pretty regular basis, if not monthly, more often, to see how you're doing.
Yes. Well, Heather, you have a great laugh. I think humor is probably a part of what helps you get through a lot of this, too, I would assume.
Yes. So if you can't laugh, right. You're not going to make it through the day, is what I tell my team. We can't let it get us down. Got to find something in the humor. But I do think, the stress level is much higher this year, so we're very focused on it to see how we can support everybody and keep everybody strong. And at some point, we're going to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Right.
Or maybe this is the new normal that we all work remotely, but we're getting there.
So let's talk a little bit again. The first event you have coming up, scheduled for October 14th. Who can be involved? How does that really work? And if somebody's listening and they're thinking this may be something appropriate for them, what's the contact?
Absolutely. So you you can register through our. There is a link on murrayridgecenter.org on our website that you can register for the event. If you're able to, if you'd like to register yourself through that link, or individuals can call 324-2366, which is our Services and Support Administration, which again is 324-2366, and ask to register. And my clerical staff here will make sure you get registered. And it is open to any eligible individual in Lorain County. Adults is really what this is focused for. So any eligible adult and their family, support, advocate, provider, whoever would like to attend with them. We're the more the merrier. We're encouraging everybody to come watch the video and learn about how they can, the information from that video can help them impact their decisions going forward in life.
Again, it's called Knowing My Rights, the video series designed to help educate adults with developmental disabilities in Lorain County on the important topics of self-advocacy, because that's kind of really where it starts, trying to get the self involved with all of this. Heather, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for calling in. We got a lot of good information. Again, it begins on October 14th. Heather Gerchick joining us from the Murray Ridge Service and Support Administration. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.